that somebody has done, mm-hmm. just so the other person will know what to deal with, yeah. or what's going on.
Okay, all right. If you've got some flowers growing out in the yard, and if you want to bring some into the house, put them in a vase, you might say, I'm going to go outside and
cut some flowers.
Okay. And things that a child plays with, you just say he's got just about a whole room full of
toys.
Any other names for toys?
Uh-uh.
You ever say play three?
I don't say that. Yeah, I heard that before.
Okay. All right, a bunch of verbs I'm going to ask you about. If I have something that you need right now, you might say me that.
Give.
But I already
gave.
I have already
given.
Okay. And this verb, I might say, well, I'm glad I took my umbrella because I'd hardly gone a block before it rained.
Started to rain.
Or another word, before it
began.
Okay. If you're going to the show, somebody might say, well, it's already
showtime.
Or same word.
Already begun, okay.
Yeah. Or when does the show
begin?
Okay. And if you want to get somewhere in a hurry, you wouldn't just walk, but you would begin to
run.
Yeah, he took off and
ran.
Yeah, he has
run.
Okay. And if you want to know where somebody's from, you might ask, where does he from?
Come from?
Yeah. Well, yesterday he in on the train.
Came.
Yeah, he has
come.
Okay. And with your eyes, you say you
see.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday he
saw.
He's
seen.
Okay. If, let's say, the highway, say the highway department is working on a stretch of road and they've got the machines out there and it's all broken up and everything, mm-hmm. somebody might say, well, you can't get through there. They've got the road all
blocked.
Or
torn up?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. What would you say the opposite of take it off was?
Put it on.
Okay. And this verb, somebody might ask, can you really that?
Do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yesterday.
I did.
I have already
done.
Okay. And if somebody asks you, let's say if you're just sitting here, mm-hmm. hand over your mouth, somebody sitting beside you, say, what'd you say? I say, me? I said,
I didn't say anything. Right. I said nothing. That what you want to hear?
Right.
I said nothing.
Okay. And talking about really strange things, somebody might say, well, I never heard of
that
blank things.
Such things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if somebody asks you how long you've lived in Shreveport, you might say, I've lived there.
Lived there.
Blank lived there.
I have lived there.
Or all.
I've always lived there.
Okay.
All right.
And somebody who's been thrown from a horse, you might say, well, she got thrown one time and she's been scared of horses ever
since.
Okay. And if somebody breaks out a window, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
Okay. And this verb, if you need to know something, you say you have to go him about it.
To him?
Or you've got to
asked him?
Yeah. Okay. In the past of that, you went and
asked him.
And you have already
asked him.
Okay. And little boys, if they get irritated at each other, might begin to
fight.
Yes. Yeah, right. Yesterday they
fought.
All day long they have
fought.
Okay. If you take a knife and do that to somebody, you say you did what?
Stab him.
Okay. Talking about knives, do you have any names for big knives?
What's your knife?
That about it?
Yeah.
I got it?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this situation? If a teacher comes in a room and somebody's got some funny pictures of her up on the blackboard, she might turn around and say to them, okay, who
did that?
Or who
wrote that?
Or like an artist.
Who drew that?
Okay. And this word, if you want to get a heavy weight up on the top of the house, you might rig up a block and tackle and hit up.
Pull it up.
Or another
haul
word.
Haul it up.
Okay, what about another one that begins with an H?